Welcome to On the Numbers, Tyson, Bench Clear Media with you here. Sorry for the long hiatus in terms of missing a couple weeks of shows. It's been a crazy week. Moving, cleaning up the old place, got sick, kids got sick. I'm still kind of fighting off a cough. It's been a long but great 2 weeks. We're happy to be in the new house. We built our own home. As you know, wife and I put together, which I can't take much credit, to be honest. She put together an amazing place. It's just, we're happy to be here. It's been great. My best friend helped move, so I got a lot of my U.S. stash brought up to me, some of my Herberts and different cards. So it was good to get a lot of my own cards in hand for the first time because of the pandemic. It slowed down that process. I thought would be a lot faster. Got a little bit lucky and a little lottery. Up here in Canada, they have this thing called pools, where you pick every game of the week, win, just win, loss. If you get them all right, you split the pot with everybody that gets them all right, and happen to go 12 for 12 in week six. So got a nice little 1300, I think, chunk of change there. Actually have a meeting tomorrow that I have to get to fill all the paperwork up for that. So, but all in all, it's just been a crazy 2 weeks, but happy to be back. Happy to be researching the card values. A lot of movement at Donruss. Donruss has made some negative gains for the most part, besides Jamar Chase, which we'll get to. We'll talk about some product stuff today. Kind of get back to the Thursday show format. We got a lot to review in the headlines and whatnot. But again, just appreciate the support. Make sure to rate and review the show for me. Again, Twitter is the best way to contact me if you want to talk about football cards. I'd love just to chat and just kind of interact with you guys. So please feel free to follow me at numbers_behind and kind of get back in the rhythm of things. So I'll be sipping some honey water here to kind of keep the cough down as much as I can. So I will keep it to a minimum for you guys. If not, we can edit out for you so you don't have to hear all that stuff. But anyways, let's kind of get to the headline. So obviously, I think the big one, even though it's a running back, the hobby's tough on running backs, but Derrick Henry's foot injuries, it's just a big blow to fantasy. I mean, I had him all over in fantasy, so it kind of killed me. But it doesn't appear to be like career threatening, just kind of a tough timetable, 6 to 10 weeks, hopefully getting back to the playoffs. But he was just having such an incredible year. Been really nice for his career to see what he would have finished this year with. I mean, he was way ahead in touchdowns, way ahead in yardage. He was just head and shoulders above every running back in the league. I'm kind of sad about it, to be honest. I just thinking about that Bills run he had, that 80 yarder where he just hit the seam and was gone, got to his fastest run speed he's reached in his career. At this stage in his career, it's just incredible for that size and speed combo. So definitely miss watching him. He's putting together a great year, but hopefully he comes back for a playoff push. Wilson's starting to come back. He's got his pins out. They're on their bye week this week, so they're hoping to get him back for Green Bay the following week. Speaking of Green Bay, the Rodgers situation is a bit dicey. He did test positive for COVID, so he's out for this week for sure. There's some I don't know if he just hasn't been truthful or what the full story is, but some really weird things about how he claimed to be vaccinated or not be vaccinated, and just very weird situation. So, but all in all, Jordan Love gets a start, so we'll get to see what Jordan Love can do with his first NFL start, which is definitely big for his rookie cards in 2020. So definitely excited to see about that. Murray kind of gets dinged up with his ankle at the end of the game against Green Bay last week. Finally had a good Thursday night game last week where Green Bay and Arizona put on a great show. Given the Cardinals their first loss, Rodgers played phenomenal in that game with no Adams. So very impressive run for them on the road. But yeah, so Murray says he's going to play against San Fran next week. We'll see. His numbers have definitely tapered quite a bit, even though the team's been successful. Fantasy-wise, he hasn't been top 10 very often, which is a little bit surprising. So definitely kind of watch Murray, just kind of see what he does, because he's an MVP candidate if the Cardinals can get back on track or if they start to slide again like kind of like did last year. We got Barkley still not back. He's still dinged up. Giants are kind of a mess with COVID right now too. So a lot of different weird things going on there, but it seems like Barkley may be back after the Giants bye week next week. CMC is back to practicing. He's looking to return this week. So hopefully he gets going again. I'll kind of get rid of that injury, label he's starting to get. Definitely want to see him get back to full speed and give us that output that we don't see from running backs very often with his ability to catch the ball in the backfield as well. Winston's comeback trail kind of comes in. Unfortunately, the Saints lost him for the year to an ACL injury. Really unfortunate. Actually, a friend of his, a teammate, Devin White, kind of tackled him. I don't want to say dirty, but tackled him in a very dangerous tackle that ended up blowing his knee out, which is unfortunate. Darnold's struggling. You know, Darnold just once CMC went out, he was okay for a game. And then it's just been really bad for about 3 weeks. Even got benched a couple weeks ago. So watch Darnold to see if he is done. He kind of showed me some stuff in the first couple weeks, made me believe, and now it's kind of downhill. And then Zach Wilson was out last week. Backup Mike White came in, did well. A lot of rumblings about, is he the starter? I think that's crazy. Zach Wilson's the number two overall pick. They got to give him time. And then Mike White got hurt tonight as well in the Thursday night game. Quick review of the Thursday night game. Jonathan Taylor dominated over 200 yards all-purpose, 2 touchdowns. Michael Pittman looks great. He's been one of my buys all year. So the Colts are clicking, but they're still a 4-5 football team, which is unfortunate. They lost a lot of tough games. It's going to hurt them down the road. But Jonathan Taylor and Michael Pittman making their future look pretty bright. So definitely like what I'm seeing on them. Wentz is playing well. I'll give Wentz some credit. I've been saying sell Wentz. I still don't see him win a Super Bowl. I still don't see him climbing the ranks in terms of quarterback value very much. But he is playing well. So I'll give him that. Of the kind of the new faces of Winston, him and Darnold, he's definitely done the best with his situation so far. So at the end of the day, still 4-5. On to the product review. Penny Absolute's out. So some booms are starting to kind of hit Twitter in terms of people are hitting them. Those tough hits out of Absolute. Absolute's a very tough product because really the Kaboom is the only draw. I mean, the base cards don't do well. There's not much for autos. It's really a weak product besides that card. So it's kind of unfortunate that awesome card is in there. But I'm still seeing people after a lot of people buying full gravity boxes, buying a lot of full, clearing out shelves to try to chase those Kaboom. So people are going for it. But they are commanding great value. So a couple early sales. The Devonta Smith gold out of 10 Kaboom sold for $1,500. Fields Kaboom rookie $1,400. And Pitts Kaboom sold for $950. So strong value, very similar to kind of the downtowns out of the gate. Also of note, the Brady 1-of-1 Kaboom already was hit in a break I saw on Twitter today. So that's all you can really say about Absolute. It's just the Kabooms, just looking to see if you can get lucky. It's just a big hit. A couple of releases coming up. Collegiate Flawless, number 1117. XR comes out 1124. And Spectra 12-1. Still no sign of Mosaic or any update on that. So I haven't really found anything. Again, if you hear anything, please let me know. I've been jumping the bit to see when that comes up and looking forward to it. I almost wonder if this is just not going to happen, to get to the point where they might have just not been able to make it happen. So they're just staying with the smaller products until Prism. So we'll see. Which might be interesting to talk about the 2020 value of Mosaic, if that's like the only NFL Mosaic that we see. But it'll be weird because they had draft picks this year. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. The Donner's rookie updates, not good. A lot of the prices are way down, like only one guy increased of the guys that we're watching. So let's just kind of get to that. So Trevor Lawrence, $750 to $9. He's down 40% since Katie and I's show a little over 2 weeks ago. His pink optic preview for $37, which is very cheap for a color parallel of a rookie, and especially number one overall pick. Justin Fields, $550 to $7. He's down 15%. From when we updated last. His silver rookie at 100 went for 142. He's got a PSA 10 downtown I wanted to mention that's up on eBay right now that just went over 1,000. So it'll be interesting to see where that goes. I think it'll get way more than 1,000 for being the first PSA 10 downtown of his card. He's starting to get a little momentum. I had 100 yards rushing last week. Had his best offensive game of the year when Nagy was not there, which is kind of writings on the wall. I think that's going to be a change for sure from next year. So I'm really hopeful the Fields gets a good situation next year in terms of coaching. Mac Jones, $10 to $15. He's the top guy again by a lot, down 20%. His optic preview silver for 240 raw. He has a PSA 10. It's a base card. I looked at it 3-4 times, but there's a PSA 10 base rookie of his up for $700 right now. It's on bids at $777. So there's no parallel. The PSA 10 label says just 2021 Donruss. I have no idea why it's $700, but that's ridiculous. So, Trey Lance, 5-8, down 20%. His silver optic preview, $75. Zach Wilson, $1 to $4, down 50%. Obviously, he's just tanking because he's injured and the Jets are terrible right now. He did have a PSA 10 sell for $1,500, so I imagine Fields will be way above that. Jamar Chase, probably the most impressive rookie in this class, even over the quarterbacks in terms of what he's done. Mac Jones has been really impressive as well, but Jamar Chase he's right now already vaulted DLF's latest Dynasty Football rankings. He's number one. Jamar Chase is the number one Dynasty Football prospect already. So, I mean, get any of those Bengal breaks you can. They're still underpriced because they're way under the quarterback's prices for Donruss breaks. So take your chance when you can. I think Ja'Marr Chase is going to be very similar to Jefferson and Lamb long-term, like top elite receiver for a long time. So definitely get up on Chase. Chase's pink optic preview went for 37. Devonta Smith, 1-3, you know, kind of just really cheap guy. His downtown's down to 220. Remember, that was sitting 650 at one point, so he's come down quite a bit. Jaylen Waddle, 1-2 as well. Downtown down to 199. In the last update, I told you guys it was at 400, so all those are coming down. Kyle Pitts, 2-3, down about the same. Pink optic for him is around 20. As one did sell for 10. I think it's 10-20, so right in that range. And then Najee Harris, 3-5. He's also up like Ja'Marr Chase was. His optic hollows for 45. So we get a little Donruss update. A couple rookies of note, just remember, Rondale Moore still playing pretty well. The Cardinals are using him in different ways. Behind the line of scrimmage, very explosive. I do think he's a guy that kind of maybe in year two or three we'll really start seeing him be a solid number two there with Hopkins, which could just – I don't think that's great for – he's not going to get to a Jefferson-type level, but he's looking good. Tony's getting a lot of love in Dynasty. Tony for the Giants showed some impressive quickness, impressive speed, getting a lot of Tyreek Hill comparisons. I think it's a little premature, and I do think he's being a little overvalued in Dynasty football right now. I think it's a little early. Because he's only kind of shown it one game, really. But just keep an eye on Tony going forward. He's starting to get a little momentum in the fantasy football world as well. And watch for Bateman, too. Bateman's another guy that I'm interested to see if he keeps getting. He's actually producing a lot better than I thought he would out of the gate for the Ravens. So watch him because they're desperate for a number one receiver. Again, I want to mention my sponsor, again, Queen City Breaks. Harris, Avery, and the guys over there. Just doing a lot of different breaks right now. They're great with shipping, great with handling your cards, great with conversation. You just sit back, watch the breaks. They chat with you, interact with you. They're great guys. So go check them out, Queen City Breaks on Facebook. If you tell them that Behind the Number sent you, you get $10 off your first break. Even DM me, let me know if you're going to. I'll jump in with you. Like I said, I break with them. I think they're great guys, and it's just a fun atmosphere to see some cards. So go check them out, Queen City Breaks on Facebook. So who am I watching on week 9? So just kind of go through a couple notes that I think is important. Dak and his calf. Let's just see how he's moving with his calf. I think the Cowboys were really conservative with him, which is great. I think they should have been. We know what the Dallas looks like without Dak. We saw it last year, and it wasn't pretty. So seeing what he can do. And, I mean, Dallas scraped together a win last week against Minnesota with Cooper Rush, which was huge for them to get that type of win without Dak. So hoping Dak's good to go. I want to see if Burrow and the Bengals can bounce back after choking against the Jets. They cost me my survivor, unfortunately. Giving up 2 touchdowns the last 4 minutes there, but which got the Mike White drum beat going. So I want to see if Burrow and them can get back on track. Taysom Hill, is he going to be able to start for Winston and get maybe some momentum again? He played pretty well. He's pretty viable in fantasy with his legs. So he might get a little momentum in terms of the hobby again. So if he didn't sell in the last window, the Saints are playing well. So if he can get something going, he might help them into a playoff run, and you might have a window to maybe sell his cards if that was your play. Again, CMC's return against New England. I just want to see how he plays, what his usage is like, if he can stay healthy and all those things, and then how Mac Jones is against that pass rush. Panthers have a good pass rush, but their secondary is a little susceptible right now, so I'll be watching that. Again, I mentioned Bateman. I want to see how he does coming back. They got a pretty good game this week. They are against Minnesota. I think Minnesota is in a really kind of make or break game again for them. They're at a losing record. If they lose this one, that's probably pretty much done for them. So again, watching Kyler's ankle, seeing how he moves around, if he does it all. If San Fran can't get it done, they're probably also in the same boat as Minnesota. This year is going to be really tough for them. Definitely checking out Jordan Love's first start this week, giving his first chance to see what he can do in a full game for Green Bay, in a meaningful game against Kansas City. So you know, a defense that can be scored on. So I think if Love looks bad in this situation, probably gets to that point where all, you know, we haven't very much positive in practice, haven't very much positive from Green Bay about him as the future. So I think that he's kind of getting, he needs to show some life here. He really needs to get his card values and to stay, like, kind of have some interest. We're going to have to see something this week for sure. And then I'm really looking forward to Justin Fields on Monday night against Pittsburgh. The Bears, they have been slipping the last couple of weeks. They haven't really been winning, but Fields has kind of been playing better each week. There's not much to help with, and that team's a lot lot weaker than I thought they were. And just some games to note this week that I think are interesting to kind of pay attention to. Again, we talked about Dallas already. They're a big favorite against Denver with Dak. Cincinnati bouncing back against Cleveland. Cleveland's got a lot of background stuff going on with OBJ just wanting to be released and getting kind of ugly with them with all their injuries. That team's definitely falling apart from how strong they looked in the start of the season. I want to see, you know, I really didn't, to be honest, I did not notice, but Las Vegas is in first place in the AFC West right now at 5-2. That's with losing a coach. That's with the Henry Ruggs situation. That's just ugly. I just think that's crazy. That team's first place right now, what they've gone through. So they're against New York and they're favored. So if they can keep that going, 6-2 is a really good mark for them in their situation. Definitely going to be checking out Baltimore, Minnesota, as I said, make or break for Minnesota. Coming off a bye for Lamar and them company. If they can take care of business, it's going to be tough for Minnesota this season to come back. Got Hurts versus Herbert. So the battle of the 2020 quarterbacks. Chargers have also been slipping quite a bit. Couple games here and there, but Hurts is not. I mean, last week it was just because of the game script. They just ran a lot of touchdowns in, but still his passing efficiency has not gotten better. He's always right around 50, 60% on completion percentage. So definitely still not liking what Hurts has been showing. Again, Love at KC is probably one of the bigger games of the week. Just to see what Love can do against that team. And KC's scrambling. KC needs to get back on track. They haven't looked good for weeks. Even last week against the Giants, they kind of barely won against a weaker Giants team. So, we already talked about Pitt and Chicago, but just wanted to kind of get some content out for you. Labored through a little bit here with the cough. But all in all, like, I'm so excited to get back talking football with you guys. Again, follow me at numbers_behind. Rate, review the show. Again, I'm looking for my episode 50, a giveaway. Definitely be giving out some type of rookie card. I'm probably have Ty on. We'll have a good time and just chat it up about week 9. So, and stay tuned as well. My rookie report for week 9, that's when I said to update the NFL. That'll be out. And my MLB rookie report got behind also because of sickness. So I got some couple rookie reports coming out. Be happy to get that content out. I love looking at those stats and the values and all that stuff. This is really fun for me. So I'll be working on that the next few days as well. But you guys take care. I will chat with you on episode 50.